In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Pharisees said, "This man receives sinners and eats with them," because they were drawing near to Jesus. Jesus says, "The man who has lost one sheep, when he finds that sheep, lays on in his shoulders, rejoicing, coming home and calling together his friends and neighbors, 'Rejoice, rejoice with me. I have found my sheep that was lost.'" The woman, after finding the lost coin, says, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I lost. So I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There's rejoicing in heaven, and there's rejoicing in earth. Every time the lost person is found and brought into the flock of God, joy among the angels in heaven, joy among people on earth. Heaven and earth unite in this joy. Before us today is these beautiful pictures of our Lord, of a shepherd finding a sheep and laying the lamb on his shoulders and rejoicing that the lamb is found. The woman finding the coin, rejoicing. When the lost person is found, everyone is happy. Everyone rejoices. The joy is shared in heaven and on earth. Rejoice that you have been found, that you have been brought into God's flock, and rejoice that God can use you and me to bring other lost people to be found in the mercies of Christ. We always rejoice when we find something that we've lost. When I was at the seminary, four other guys and I lived in an old farmhouse in Indiana, and we would drive to the seminary every day, and it was a 110-year-old farmhouse with 5 bedrooms, and we heated it with wood, and we all had our own bedroom, And somewhere along the way, I lost my class ring from high school that I paid a lot of money for, and it had my initials in it. It had a rainbow-colored stone, and I lost it and gave it up for lost, never to be seen again, I thought. But many years later, at my first church in Colorado, I got an envelope, and someone mailed me the ring. And I was astounded. Not only had they found it at this old farmhouse, they looked at my initials, they looked up my address and mailed it to me. I was speechless. And I was happy that I have that ring, and I still have it today. That lost ring has now been found. Perhaps you lost an old photograph of a great-grandparent that you treasured, or you lost a letter, a piece of jewelry, a contact lens, your eyeglasses. As I get older, I'm always losing my glasses. Maybe you lost a book, your cell phone, your wallet, your purse, your credit card. And how happy were you when you found it? And you probably told everyone, "Yes, yes, I found my contact lens. I found my driver's license. It was lost, but now it's been found." How much more do we rejoice in the greater reality of people that were lost who are being found? How much joy there is in heaven and on earth when a lost person has been found. When lost people are found, and when they're brought back into God's flock and the banquet and feast, we rejoice. People that were lost in sin, unbelief, rebellion, despair, anger, and rejection are found in Jesus Christ. And they have forgiveness and faith and hope and love and acceptance. So we ask ourselves today, what is most worth rejoicing about? Jesus gives us the answer. The church on earth and the church in heaven rejoice in the presence of the angels of God along with the saints and Jesus Christ over one sinner who repents, comes back into God's flock and the wedding banquet and feast. Rejoice today that you are been found, and rejoice that you are the one that could be used to reach others so that they might be found. Now first let's consider where Jesus teaches this beautiful message about the lost being found. It's at a dinner. It's at a banquet or dinner. And Jesus is sitting with tax collectors and sinners, happily eating with them and conversing with them. The tax collectors and sinners drew near Jesus because they knew this is a man who understands us. He accepts us. They were repentant sinners and they were desperate to hear God's mercy and love. And they found it in the person of Christ. They are hearing and listening to the words of Jesus as he sits and converses with them. What a beautiful picture. The Pharisees, of course, grumble at this. They're self-righteous in their pride. And the insult that they give Jesus gives us all joy, doesn't it? This man eats with sinners. So that means he eats with us. This man shares our flesh and blood and receives us as sinners, even though every day you and I commit sins of thought and word and deed, and he even knows those sins. Yet he eats with us and converses with us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This Christ Jesus who eats with us was the one who transformed Saul, who had been a persecutor, to Paul the evangelist. His mercy overflowed in the life of Saul. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and Saul said he was the worst of all. But God ate with Paul, turned him into the evangelist whose words we even heard this morning written to Timothy. Consider how Jesus dines and eats with us. He who was crucified upon the cross in our place gave us on Maundy Thursday a holy meal called the Lord's Supper, where he gives us his body and his blood and sits and eats with us. And he is the host and we are the guests. The work that he did upon the cross, in whom we are accounted righteous, now comes personally to you and me as we receive the bread and wine and Christ's body and blood in with and under it. Jesus sits and eats with sinners like us. And you know the beautiful thing about the Lord's Supper? Every time we gather here at this table, one day we're going to be in the eternal banquet and feast that's already going on in heaven now. And Jesus invites us to the table and we get a glimpse of that banquet that is to come when we will converse and eat with Jesus in heaven, even as we dine with him here on earth at this table. Now, it was in that context and that dinner that Jesus gives two pictures, the lost sheep and the lost coin. First, the lost sheep. If a man and a shepherd had 100 sheep, which is Jesus' picture of he's the shepherd and we are his flock, if he loses one, he will leave the 99 with his hired hands in the open field, and he'll go to great lengths to find one sheep. This is very important. Jesus, the good shepherd, who was spoken of by Ezekiel this morning, the shepherd like unto David, that the Lord himself will become our shepherd, searches for us, rescues us, binds our wounds, strengthens us, even carries us on his shoulder. When he finds us, he puts us on his shoulders. We were caught in a rock, and now we're placed upon his shoulders. And he rejoices with friends and neighbors, people in heaven and on earth, every time a lost sheep is found. There's more joy when that one comes than the 99 who are already saved. Jesus today still touches us personally, one at a time. The good shepherd became the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The shepherd died for the sheep. And in the shepherd, we sheep are accounted righteous. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. When you were baptized, no matter what age you were when you were baptized, that was God individually finding you. Even though there's billions of Christians, every one of us was baptized one at a time, your name was spoken and connected with the triune name of God. And you were one sheep that he now placed upon his shoulders, and you're now brought into his flock. Never doubt that Jesus individually cares for you. He had you baptized by a pastor. He gives you his body and blood under the bread and wine. He does care for people one at a time. It does us good to remind ourselves that, yes, we want the church to grow, and we want numbers of people, as many as we can. But let's never forget, Jesus reaches people one at a time. Let's not worry about the numbers. Let's show God's mercy and love to one person at a time. Let God take care of the numbers of people. For he shows his love for us, that one at a time, he brings us into his kingdom. And then the last picture is the one of the silver coin that is found. Jesus said, what woman who has 10 silver coins, if she loses one, doesn't light a lamp and sweeps the house diligently till she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors, rejoice with me, I found my lost coin. Now, this may have been the woman's entire life savings, these 10 silver coins. So if she loses one, she's lost 10% of what she has. And so she sweeps in that dirt with that lamp until she finds that coin and rejoices that it has been found. This is a beautiful picture of what God has done for us. He has lit the lamp of the Word of God, and he has swept through the dirt. He has searched everywhere to find us. The light has shone into your life as you've been in church all of your life. The lamp of the Word of God, the forgiveness of your sins. You've been baptized in the light of Christ, and you hear the word of absolution, Christ's word, I forgive you your sins. And you come to this table to receive his body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins. This is light. The Word of God is light in a dark world. The reason we have your children in Sunday school and you in Bible class is so you have more light in your life. What a beautiful picture that not only has Jesus picked us up and placed us on his shoulders, he's also swept through the dirt, lit the lamp until he's found us. One at a time, God continues to do his work. So rejoice that God has found you. Through the means of grace, you've heard sermons, you've been taught the Word of God, you've been baptized and heard absolution and received Holy Communion. You know that through the merits of Christ, you've already been declared a lamb without blemish because you're covered with the righteousness of Christ, crucified and risen. Like Saul, who became Paul, God has displayed his perfect patience with you and with me so that we can believe to eternal life like Saul, Paul did. And this is what's amazing. Now he wants to use you to find other lost sheep and coins. As you live out your daily vocation and calling, he's going to use you and me to bring lost people into his kingdom. Do you know why we go through all the work to have divine services, have Sunday school, vacation Bible school, youth group, the preschool, the daycare, the campus ministry, and the outreach into the international community? Do you know why we go through all the work for doing things like community block parties? It's so that one at a time, Jesus can use us to bring other sheep into the flock. For as we sing, I am Jesus' little lamb. Ever glad at heart I am, for my shepherd gently guides me, knows my needs and well provides me, loves me every day the same, even calls me by my name. May the King of ages, the only God, immortal, invisible, to whom alone be honor and glory forever and ever, use you and me to bring the lost sheep and the lost coins into the kingdom of God so that the rejoicing can continue. Rejoicing among people on earth, and rejoicing forever among the angels in heaven. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.